Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
A little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's some Texas music for our Texas guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Our Texas guest is my good friend, and now your friend, John Mahaffey. John and I have gotten to know each other over the years that I've been broadcasting here from the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament. It's all about golf. It's all about small business. It's all about charity. The money they've raised here has been great, and I'm so proud of the Insperity folks for the wonderful tournament they put on. And I've gotten to know John Mahaffey, folks, a 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, the 1978 PGA Championship winner, came close on some Opens, some U.S. Opens, and has just become one of the names that people recognize for the last many years as one of the great golfers. He's got a new book out called Hogan's Boy, and it's all about his life as a golfer, but includes a wonderful, wonderful stories about his relationship with Ben Hogan, his personal and business relationship with Ben Hogan. John Mahaffey, welcome back. Welcome to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with me, and congratulations on the book.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It was a labor of love, believe me. Took a while to get it done, but it was a lot of fun to do.
Hogan's Boy, folks, you can find it on Amazon. I have the physical edition and the Kindle edition. John, one of the things that you did, talk about a little bit about your career spanning a time when Ben Hogan was the end of his career. It was kind of the last quarter of Arnold Palmer's PGA career. It was Chi-Chi and Trevino and Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus were still going. You're a contemporary of Tom Watson and Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw and others, Hale Irwin, but it's also brought your career into the modern era, into the Phil Mickelson, the Tiger Woods era. Tell us about your perspectives on that span.
Well, it was a great time to play. I mean, we were like the traveling circus, so to speak. We didn't all fly in the private jets like they have the opportunity to do today, and wish we could have. But it was a great time. We cooked out together and did a lot of stuff, and I think there was a lot more camaraderie back then. We were all really, really good friends. But I think I learned a lot. A lot of the players when I first came out, like Don January and Miller Barber and the Hebert brothers and Gene Littler and guys, they would kind of take you under their wing and say, okay, young man, we're going to teach you how to do things. We're going to take you to some corporate outings. You're not going to make very much money at first, but you're going to wear a coat and tie. You're going to say, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and we're going to teach you how to do clinics and things. And that's, you know, the mentoring was great. And Hogan,
is that going on right now?
I don't think so. I don't think as much. No.
And more's the pity, John.
I think so. I think there is a mentoring aspect to the tour, but it's not quite as close. And that's the sad part of it. The good part of the modern tour is I had the good fortune to be on the tour policy board back-to-back terms. And one of our things that we really tried to do, one was a deferred compensation plan or a pension fund that our players benefit from now.
Right.
And also to try to grow the tour, that's when the term of players clubs came about and those kinds of things. And I think it's really helped to raise the purses. And, of course, with the Arnold Palmer was our guy back in the day that made everything jump. I mean, when Arnold's Army came about and Arnold and television and the charges,
but
Tiger Woods gave the golf tour a huge shot in the arm. And all the players ought to really thank him because he's what's made everything pop as of late and still
he's
does.
The modern-day Arnold Palmer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. No
in
doubt
term,
about
in,
it.
In those terms.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, so tell us about where you think that golf is. What do you think is the future of professional golf? Is it Tiger's getting to the near the end of his act career. I mean, I don't know how many more years he's going to play. He's got injuries and other things, and so do they have to find a new Tiger?
Well, I don't know that there's going to be another Tiger like that, because the great thing about the game of golf is it's grown worldwide, and it's gone to a younger group, and they start playing much earlier, they compete earlier, and they learn how to win earlier. You know, you see Jordan Spieth, you see a lot of these young guys coming out and doing so well. And I think that's the future of the tour is right. That you're going to have a lot of really, really good players. And these guys are solid.
But John, I want to stick something in here. In your era, we didn't just have golfers, we had characters.
True. Yeah, I know.
Aren't we missing some of the characters in the new tour, in the younger tours?
Yeah, but you know what? There's going to be characters come around. I mean, you just can't really help that.
Right.
I
hope so, because people are attracted to that, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you look at Lee Trevino, how quick he was. He may be the quickest guy with a comeback I've ever seen. and you have Chichi Rodriguez, and you have all these guys, and Miller Barber with his funny golf swing.
Right.
And Don January with his ability to do so many things, you know?
Hey, John, I gotta go. The book is called Hogan's Boy. John, come back soon. Let's talk some more about this.
Okay, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being Hogan's Boy. That's John Mahaffey's new book, folks. Please check it out. I think you'll like it. And check him out on the Golf Channel. You'll hear his voice this weekend and maybe even see his face. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.